a time for every purpose under heaven. To everything, there is a season. A time for every purpose under the heavens. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. The last time I shared the word, not too long ago, I preached from the subject, Your Blessing Awaits You. And I was preaching from Numbers 23, where it talks about God is not a man that he should lie. And it talked about how if he declared it, it has to come to pass. I'm paraphrasing. And I believe it was the following week on that Tuesday, Pastor had, if you would, decreed this year as a year of blessings, all right? I don't think nobody in here would mind having blessings, all right? All right? Yep, am I right? All right. And so I'm going to follow in that same vein, if you would. If you was like me, you probably couldn't really wait until 2017 got over. You was looking forward to going into, if you would, a new season. And I just believe, this has just been in my spirit, I just believe that on this year, God is going to do some extraordinary things for his people. I just believe that some of us have went through, if you would, hell and high water in 2017. And if it wasn't for God's grace, we don't know where we would be. And so I believe those that have been faithful unto God, the sacrifices you have made, the sweat and tears you had to endure throughout the year of 2017, there are going to be some greater things for you on this year. If you believe it and receive it, I want you to put your hands together and say, I receive. Hallelujah. I just believe God has greater blessings for his people. I believe it deep down in my soul. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to believe it because he has already declared that his blessings will overtake his people. You can be minding your own business and God's blessing will just come and overtake you. And you'll be like, what was that? It ain't nothing but God just blessing you. And you got to understand, when God start blessing you, haters will try to follow. Are you with me? There are going to be some haters that don't understand your blessing, but you just got to still give God the praise. And so today, I want to speak from this subject. I want you to repeat this after me because I want you to hear yourself say it. I want you to say, it's my due season. Now, if you believe it, say it like you really believe it. Say, it's my due season. Hallelujah. It's my due season. And I understand that I really don't like winter. I cannot take the cold. I'm a baby when it gets below zero and wind chill, minus whatever. But in that season, I have to endure until the following season. I understand that in the season of winter, there is what we call the snow, where it turns into moisture. And moisture, it turns into rain or water, where it nourishes what's on the ground. Now, in the winter season, I have to, if you would, prepare for the cold. I have to get my shovels and my snow blade ready just in case it snows and I can't get out the driveway. I'm prepared the season even before it comes up. I don't know about you, but when you go to the mall, I tell my wife all the time, I can't stand when I start seeing them put out the winter clothes in August or September. It lets me know that the winter season is right around the corner. And so it prepares you before the season, not while in the season. Are you with me? And so seasons are appointed by God. It is ordained by God. It signifies what is to come shall come to pass. That's a promise. It signifies what is to come and that it has to come to pass. Winter wouldn't be winter if it was 89 degrees outside. But although it would be 89 degrees, it's still called winter. Summer wouldn't be summer if it was minus 15. But yet, it's still summer. Now, why is it that I have to endure in the winter, the cold, the snow? Why is it that I have to sweat in the summertime, get all heated and lose out in my comfort zone? Why is it that I have to endure during those seasons? It is because it's preparing me for what's coming next. Understand that although winter is uncomfortable for most of us, we appreciate the heat even while it's cold outside. But what happens is it prepares me even when I'm not comfortable, when it takes me out of my comfort zone, it prepares me for my blessing. Are you with me? A lot of times we don't want to get uncomfortable. We just want to get to the blessing. We don't want to sweat in the summertime. We just want to stay under the air. But sometime before you get to your blessing, you're going to have to sweat it out. You're going to have to put on the coat and endure the cold while in your season. Are you with me? And so before you can endure, you first must understand that even while I'm enduring, God is with me. Are you with me? And so understand that in the season, there are four different seasons: winter, spring, summer, and fall. I've noticed that there are four different seasons. Everyone has its different thing, if you would, that it does. Okay? But I realize in every season it has two things in common. One, the sun at some point is going to shine. I don't care how cold it get outside, at some point the sun will still shine in the winter months. Another is that in all these seasons, whether it's snow or rain, there's going to be some moisture. And so the rain is what gives us life. Rain is symbolic of life and refreshing. Are you with me? And so the rain also represented God's blessing. In the Hebrew sense, rain represented a pouring out or a continuous flow of something. Pouring out. Or a continuous flow. In your due season, you can expect God to pour out his blessings on you. Not just a little drip drop, but when we talk about a pouring out, God pours out. That's why he said in Malachi, he said, I will open up the windows and pour out your blessings. It won't be enough room that your barns can receive. It will be a continuous blessing in your due season. Somebody shout due season. And so in my due season, I got to prepare my mind and my heart to receive what God is about to pour out. So pour continuous flow. In Galatians 6 and 1, it says, and let us not grow weary in well-doing. For we shall, that's a promise, we shall reap if we faint not or if we don't give up. What am I reaping? I'm going to reap a harvest. I'm going to reap a harvest. Now watch this. A harvest cannot be gathered until after its growing season. You can't reap a harvest while it's still in the process of growing. The reason why we can't reap our harvest is because we are still growing. And some of us, our harvest is waiting on us to reap, but we're afraid to get our hands dirty. So a harvest can't be reaped until it goes through the process. You don't have to turn there, but in Deuteronomy 11 and 14, it says, I will give the rain for your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, so that you may gather in your grain and your new wine and your oil. Early rain, latter rain. In the Bible, it talks about the early rain was between November and February. Y'all missed that because we still in January. Y'all blessing could have just went by y'all and you wouldn't even know it. Now, I'm going to say it again. The early rain was between November and February. Y'all still missing. What I'm trying to tell you, your blessing is on the way. Y'all still ain't getting it. I don't know if I might just have to go get your blessing and set it in your lap. I'm trying to tell you, between November and February, your blessing is on the way. Okay? Since you didn't want to receive it between November and February, the latter rain is on the way. Now watch this. The latter rain was greater than the early rain. Because the latter rain was greater abundance more than the early rain. Now, can you handle the latter rain or do you just want to stay with the early rain? I'm going to be greedy. I'm going to take both. Because the latter rain came in between March and August. So while I wait on the latter rain, I'm going to go ahead and get some of this early rain while I wait on my latter rain. Somebody shout latter rain. Now understand, latter rain didn't just mean all abundance, but it meant rich blessings on the people of God. I'm talking about rich blessings for the people of God. This ain't for the unsaved. This is for the people of God. Those that are in relationship with God. It's not too late for the unsaved, but it's talking about those that are with me right now. I'm going to pour out my rich blessings on my people. Good God Almighty. Deuteronomy 28, 12, and 13 from the NIV, it says, and the Lord will open up the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in this season, to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but you won't even have to borrow. I'm tired of going to the bank asking them to give me some money. It says you will lend and won't even have to borrow. The reason why we can't accept that is because we have always been told, go get a loan from the bank. And the word of God has declared and decreed that we shall lend and not have to borrow. It should be a point right now where the bank be waiting on you to make a deposit in your account where it would just overflow. We shall lend and not have to borrow. My wife and I, we come to the agreement where we don't borrow, we don't, if you would, lend money to people because we don't expect it back. And to keep the relationship where it is, I'm not going to chase you for the money. You can just have it. Don't come to me after church talking about, well, David, you say it. No, not today. It goes on to say, now watch this. You shall lend and not borrow. You shall be the head and not the tail. What is that saying, Brother David? You shall lead and don't have to follow. Yeah. There are some leaders in here. And we've been telling along, if you will, for a long time. Now it's time for you to lead. Yeah, God then gave you the vision to be the head. But you're comfortable at your job. God has gave you all the resources you need. But you want to stay at your job because it's comfortable. You don't want to trust God to open up greater doors because you're comfortable in the doors that you're already in. And God said, you shall be the head and not the tail. Most of you all know I'm self-employed and been out for a while. And so we did the Cerner project, the old Bannister Mall. Some of y'all know where I'm talking about. And so the project called for, you got to have what they call MBE or DBE status. Anybody heard of that in Kansas City? They got to have a certain amount of minority on the job. And so the lady that I worked for, watch this, had to turn around on that job and work for me. Yeah. So when the check that she would normally get to pay me, it was made out to me to pay her. And so watch this. Any truck that would be on the job, I'm not bragging, has to come under me. They will have to use my ticket and work under me. Now watch this. If I don't work that day and the other trucks work, I still get a percentage while they working. I can be at Jackstack while they working and still be making money. What I'm trying to tell you, God has ordained that we be the head and not the tail. Now watch this. That doesn't mean you get the big head while you're the head, because it humbles you And if you get the big head, God has a way of humbling you. So in your due season, it's time that you lead and quit wagging your tail. Am I speaking? Now, watch this. We want the blessings, but we don't want to do what it takes to get the blessing. If you read on, it says, if you pay attention and follow his commands. In other words, if you obey what the Lord is saying, that's what it's saying. We don't want to obey our supervisor because we look at them as on the same level as we're on. Y'all quiet. You saying in your heart, I can't stand her. And you talking about obey her? Please. She don't never come to work. She come in at 11 and want everybody else to stay. And soon as she get there, she going to lunch until 2 o'clock. And she want us to do all this work. Why don't she know what we doing? How she get the position anyway? Okay, I feel you. I feel you. But in the meantime and in between time, you got to obey those that are in authority. That's the word. Now, if you don't want your blessing, then keep on disobeying. You got a choice. You can choose. Ye this day. If you want to obey or if you want to disobey. So, I hear you yawning. Well, I'm almost done. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, it's all good. Come on, give Kathy a big hand. I didn't mean to bust you out. It's a lot of people I'm looking at over here, so they don't know who I'm looking at. Don't worry about it. I said earlier that the rain was God's blessing on his people. The lack of rain meant God's judgment and sin on disobedience. The lack of rain meant God's judgment and disobedience on his people. Maybe, just maybe, in your due season, it's still dry because of your disobedience. Just maybe. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. Just maybe you're still living in sin. And your dry season, or if you would, your land can't get no moisture because of the sin. Most of the time in church, when we talk about sin, we talk about adultery, fornication, homosexuality, all of that. That ain't the only sin God talks about. And even in that situation, you still gotta love them. Can I go a little deeper? This ain't in my notes. Some of y'all can't stand your homosexual family members. You don't even want to be around them. They know we wasn't raised like that. You wasn't raised to be a fornicator, but they around you. And we brag on the adultery because we look at that as, he got it going on. He got 3, 4, 5 women. And his wife don't even know. We brag about that. We brag about sin. But we don't want to hang around the homosexual. Don't bow your head. I'm just telling you the truth. You got to love everybody unconditionally. And I go on the record to say, if there's anyone in here on today, I love you right now. I can love you right where you are. Because I've been loving Brandon. He ain't always been right. I've been loving Deacon Lane, and he ain't always been right. They've been loving me, and I ain't always been right. So you got to love everybody as they are. And so it said a lack of rain meant God's judgment on sin and disobedience. I'm reminded of the story in 1 Kings 17. When God sent the prophet Elijah to, if you would, confront Ahab. And when he went to Ahab, the prophet said to Ahab, there is not going to be no dew or rain until I say so. Y'all missed that. The prophet of God said to Ahab, there ain't gonna be no dew or rain until I say so. In today's time, we have, if you would, diminished the man of God. I'm not saying this because I'm a preacher. I'm not saying that just because I'm a preacher. We have got to a place where we have got comfortable with the man of God or woman of God, and we have started disrespecting them. Watch this, and look at them as on the same level as I'm on. The Bible says, how can they hear unless he's been sent? They need a preacher, if you would. Now, if we're all on the same level, I'm not saying I'm bigger or greater than anybody. But God reveals to the man of God the mysteries of his word to share with his people. Now, if we're on the same level, then he wouldn't need the man of God. We respect the man of God more when it's dinner time. Y'all know where I'm going. When a preacher will come over your house and everybody, I'm getting there. Everybody else there waiting on the preacher. And mama would say, nah, we ain't gonna eat until the preacher get here. Well, why don't you eat when the preacher get here and let us eat now? That's what we would think, but you better not say it. I can hear my mama now. Boy, you know you wasn't going to eat until the preacher got there. Well, didn't nobody tell him to preach 45 hour minutes? I caught it after I said it. And so we respect them more for dinner than for the word. And the Bible said God sent Elijah to Ahab to let him know there wasn't going to be no dew nor rain for a season. Now, the reason why he sent Elijah was because Israel crop or the land of Canaan needed rain to nourish his crop. And so God showed me something last night because I was looking at why didn't God send Elijah to the children of Israel? Because they started worshiping idol gods. And they was dependent on, if you would, Baal, an idol god. They was dependent on Baal for their rain on their crop. Are y'all with me? And so God showed me, I read it again. I said, God, why you didn't send Elijah to Israel, the children of Israel, since they are the ones worshiping the idol gods? And God showed me that I'm going to send the prophet to the idol god. What you got to realize, you need to sometime speak to your idol god. Yeah, you waiting on somebody to pray over your idol god, and God said, I'm going to send you to your idol god. In other words, while you're worshiping these idol gods, God says, speak to the idol god. You've been dependent on the idol gods for the rain, and I'm saying, speak to the idol god, because you've been worshiping the idol gods too long. And so Elijah went and spoke to Ahab. Then he sent them on another assignment. He said, I'm going to send you to another place, and I want you to hide there at that place. And while you're there, that place, I don't have time to look for that word, but I think it's Kareem or whatever, it's something. Y'all see it in the Bible, okay? But it was referred to as a trench. He said, I'm going to hide you in the trench, okay? And so get away from the idol god. Go to this place. Stay there. And while you're there, I'm going to send some ravens to feed you bread and water. Why you there? I'm going to send, watch this, some ravens, more than one, to feed you with water and bread. Now, while he's there, God commanded the ravens to send, to bring, if you would, water and bread to Elijah. Now, watch this. If all of us really in our right mind, which I think we are, how in the world you going to send some ravens to feed me? For real. I mean, let's just think about this. A black bird coming to feed me? Are y'all with me? Now, a lot of us will get so spiritual that if an unsaved person wanted to bless you with some money, oh, I can't take that. I don't know where that's been. Well, give it to me then. Because I will bless it and sanctify it. You ain't got to tell me where it came from. This is just between me and you. I don't know. Give it here. Can I take it a little deeper? I hope I ain't saying too much. If you play the lottery and you want to give me some money, I ain't turning it down just because you went to the bank. I mean, to the casino. Uh-uh. You ain't got to tell me you went there. If you want to give it to me, I'm going to take it. And y'all need to quit sitting up here lying, talking about, well, I ain't going to take that. Get in a crunch. And so he sent the ravens. Thank you. I had to do some research on some ravens. One, they can fly for a long time before they need some rest. The second, they knew how to store up food just in case. The third, they had a great memory. And then the other one was, the raven was a symbol of God's protection. Now, the two that really stuck out to me was they had a great memory and they was God's protection. Elijah down in the creek. He sends the raven to feed and give him water. Here's the raven. I'm going to feed Elijah. I go back and get some more because I remember where he's at. I go back and get some more because I have stored up some food to keep feeding him. I keep going back because there's so much. I keep bringing the man of God. I keep going back. I remember he needed some bread and some water. I'm going to do like Morris Day. Now, Jesse. Does that sound like a raven? And so he kept going back because he remembered where the man of God was. The raven. The raven kept feeding what you needed. Now, what you need may not come from the person you expect. You can't be closed-minded while you're in need. If God sends an unsaved person to bless you with some groceries, he sent them just in time for what you need. Good God Almighty. And so after Elijah got full, I can stay down here. Is that all right? I think I remember my notes. He sent him on assignment to a widow woman. And when he got to the gate, he went to the widow woman, help me, Holy Ghost, and said, bring me some water. Then he said, as a matter of fact, bring me some bread. Now, most of us will have a problem with, you just got here and you want me to bring you something? For real. Let's just be honest. He said, bring me some water and bread. This widow woman was gathering sticks so she can make for her son and herself to have to eat. He said, bring me some water and bread. She said, well, all I have is enough for me and my son. But he said, okay, don't worry about that. But will you just trust me and bring me some water and bread first? Now, it's one thing to have faith, but it's another thing to have the process while in the faith. Are you with me? It's one thing to be sick, but going through the process of getting well is another thing. The process is one thing. Yes, I got the faith to be healed, but during the process is another story. And so this woman said, all I got is for me and my son. And after he had said, will you just bring me first? She came to the conclusion that, okay, I will bring you what you asked for first. All right? And so while he was waiting on her, because you got to understand, during that drought, not only did it affect the children of Israel and the Canaan, the land of Canaan, but it also affected her as well, because her flour and her oil was running low. So during that time, she was experiencing a drought. And so he asked, would you just bring me first, mine first? He said, don't fear. because I got something in store for you. I'm paraphrasing. And so after she had went out, gathered up some sticks and all of that, she came back and they were able to eat on what she had brought back in. Because she honored and obeyed the man of God. Now watch this. She didn't realize he was there for another reason also. Because her son became ill. Her obedience even affected her son. Y'all missed it. Because you just looking at your blessing. Not knowing those that are around you can be blessed as well. I don't have time to go into it, but when David got caught with Bathsheba, it affected his sons because of his sin and disobedience. So your obedience also affects those that are around you and in your household. And so her son was sick. They ate, and I don't know if he got sick after his mama cooked or what, but it said he got sick. You better not tell your mama she can't cook. Just eat it and, okay, mama. This is good, mama, this is good. He got sick. And so the man of God, the Bible says, took the son from the mama's arms, the mother's arms. And when he got sick, the widow thought that he had come to, if you would, confront her sins. That's what the Bible says. He said, no, I didn't come to talk about your sins. He said, give me the boy. He took the boy up to the upper room. He laid the boy on the bed where he was staying. The Bible says that he laid over the boy three times. And after the third time, he said, Lord, I'm paraphrasing, please revive this boy. The Lord heard the prophet of God, and the Lord went on what the man of God said and said, I will revive this boy. And the boy came back to life. After the boy came back to life, he picked the boy up and took him back down to his mother and said, the boy is living again. And the mother was rejoicing because the boy had came back to life. Her due season came just in time. She thought she was going to run out of flour and oil, but didn't realize even in her due season, another blessing was on her life. Because the boy came back to life. The Bible says in Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him who is able. I'm here to let you know, even in your due season, it's going to be more than enough. Y'all missed that. I'm not just trying to get enough. I want more than enough. It says now unto him. In other words, now means without delay. I'm not going to hold it back any longer because my people are in their due season. And so while you're in your due season, expect the rain, but you don't have to put up your umbrella. It's time for your land to get wet. Are you hearing me on today? I'm expecting God to do more than enough. I'm waiting on God to do more than enough. I'm expecting God every day to do more this year than he did last year. Stand to your feet if you believe your due season is right now. You ought to give God praise while your due season is right now. Hallelujah. If you read over in chapter 18, I believe it's verse 41. Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance rain. He said, I hear the sound of abundance rain. He ain't seen it yet, but he just heard the sound of abundance rain. Open your ears and hear God tell you that your rain and your due season is on the way. Come on, your rain and your due season is on the way. Hallelujah. Come on, if you receive it, come on and put them hands together. Now, if you're ready for your due season, and if you're ready for the rain, I said earlier, there are conditions that we must meet in order to get the rain. You know what they are. I don't have to call them and point them out. If it's sin and you ready to give it over to God, and if it's disobedience, and if you're ready to start obeying God, I want you to meet me at this altar. And we want to just pray. None of us got it all together. If you want your due season to be better, come on, if you want your due season, I'm waiting on my due season. Whatever it is, I need to give over to God. I'm ready to receive. Y'all can come on a little closer. Y'all can come on right in here. I'm not going to bite you. I'm promised. I'm not going to spit on you or nothing. Your due season. If you ready. Sincere. You know what it is that you have to do and work on. And some of it is committing and having a better relationship with God. It's just that plain and simple. That's it. That's probably the most important. Having a better relationship and committing unto God. That's not to say you're not going to stumble. That's not to say you're not going to mess up. Yes, sir. But when you mess up, you are convicted to get it right with God. Yes. None of us in here are perfect. We're going to mess up because this flesh is capable of messing up every day, every minute, every hour. So I don't want you to leave here thinking that you're going to have it all together after you leave this place on today. And so if it's disobedience, watch this, even outside the church, you're saying to God, I'm going to do better with my obedience. If it's not loving your brothers and sister, that latter rain also represented an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now, I said this once before, by a show of hands, how many of us have the Holy Ghost living inside of us throughout this auditorium? As far as I can see, it looked like everybody raised their hand. Now, if the Holy Ghost is living inside of all of us, how is it that you can't love your brother and sister? The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. Amen. Now watch this. If you got the Holy Ghost, Grant got the Holy Ghost, I got the Holy Ghost, I can't love Grant, one of us is lying. Amen. And it's not the Holy Ghost. Are y'all with me? And so if you can't love your brother and sister, you ain't got the Holy Ghost. It's just that plain and simple. You lying. Can I just keep it plain? And so I challenge, since we say we got the Holy Ghost living inside of us, and the Spirit just said to me, before you leave this building, if it's someone in here on today, you go to them and ask for forgiveness from you. Today, before you leave this building, and you know they in here, you ain't got to make no big spectacle. You ain't got to make no big to-do about it. I just want to know, and I ask that you forgive me for not loving you the way God will show me how to love you. Now watch this, and I'm almost done. You got an unsaved family member, and you've been allowing them to take you out of character. I challenge you on today. Call. Don't text, because you can read between texts. You can hear the sound of abundant text. Call them and ask for forgiveness. And if they don't, you done did your part. Love your mama while you can. Love your mama and your daddy, your siblings, while you can. Oh, it's somebody in here. I don't know why it keeps pressing me. Somebody in here is not loving their family members like you should. And I'm going to give you some time to soak it in. Because watch this. God sent me here to tell you on today that you need to make the move and love your family members. It's somebody here on today, I don't know who I'm talking to, that you need to go to them and ask for forgiveness today. Today and not tomorrow. Today. You call them until you get in touch with them. I don't know. It keeps pressing me. Somebody need to come up here and say, that's me. That's you? I'm challenging you. I'm sending you on commission to go to whoever and ask for forgiveness. That way your conscience and your heart can be clean. Go today. Don't wait today. Make it a promise on today to do it in love. On today. And watch your due season and your reign start overwhelming you, that you won't even have enough room to receive. When rain starts hitting the ground, it gets soggy, Sister Kathy. And the mud starts to get, if you were soft, but in your season while you have planted, the grass at some point is going to start coming up in your due season. So don't get weary in well doing. Don't give up, because the grass is going to get green. If you believe it, go ahead and just praise the Lord. Lift those hands. I don't believe she's the only one. If it's you, lift your hands God bless you. There is someone out there in the audience that's afraid, and you feel like you're going to be embarrassed. I'll work with you. You don't even have to come up here. Just lift your hands. God bless you, my sister. There's some more out in the audience that ain't even not even up here. And if that's you, lift your hands. I know we gotta go, but this is pressing and it's gotta be done. Now, if you gotta leave, then that's cool. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that feel like we're out of order. I don't know you, ma'am, but praise God for your obedience. Now, God is sending you on assignment to get it right with whoever it is. Remove any bitterness that you may have stored up in your body. We release the spirit of peace upon you right now. And in the name of Jesus, be set free and healed of any infirmities that you may be experienced from the bitterness. And when you go to whomever, don't worry about if they receive you or not. Go and ask for forgiveness and go in peace. Do you receive on today? In Jesus' name. God bless you. I'm going to pray. And even after I pray, if you still want to come up, that's fine. I'm going to ask my wife to come and pray. And whatever it is, you know the commitment unto God. We want the blessing, but we don't want to commit to God. And before she prays, if there's anybody in this building on today that has not accepted Christ, lift your hands and we want you to experience the God we all know and care about, this great and wonderful God. If that's you on today, just lift your hands. We want you to experience this great God. Anybody that's not saved on today, if you want to have Jesus as your personal Savior, lift your hands. Amen. We're going to ask her to pray. And I trust and pray that God will speak to your heart as she prays.
Heavenly Father, we just come right now, Lord, thanking you for who you are, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, and thank you for just being a merciful God, Father God. We come right now, Lord, just lifting up your people to you, Father God. We thank you for those who are gathered around here, Father God. We thank you for the sincerity of their hearts, Father God, Lord, reaching out to you, Father God. Lord, because we all want change, Father God. Those who are here, Father God, have made a decision, Father God, Lord, that they're going to give their lives over to you, Father God. They want to draw closer to you, Father God. And we thank you for who you are, Father God. We thank you for being a God of another chance, Father God. Lord, we fall short, Father God, but you extend your mercy and your grace to us, Father God. And I thank you for that, Lord. It's not that we've been so good, Lord. It's not that we've been so kind, Father God. But it's just because you are God and you are God alone, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord, for the confidence that it took to come forward, Father God, Lord, for coming out of the shame, Father God, for coming out of the guilt, Father God, for coming out of the unforgiveness, Father God, Lord, and just trusting you, Father God, for a new thing, Father God, a greater thing, Father God. And Lord, thank you for looking beyond our faults, Father God, and seeing our need, Father God, our need for you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, because if it had not been for you, Lord, where would we be, Father God? And I thank you, Lord, that you sit high and you look low, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you see us, Father God, when we're in our secret closet, Father God, and we're pouring out our heart to you, Father God, Lord, and we're talking to you, Father God, about those things that only you can fix, Father God, only you can solve, Father God. And so I thank you, Lord, that you see in secret, Lord, but you reward openly, Father God. And so I thank you for everyone that is here, Father God. And Lord, we're expecting a mighty move of you, Father God. We're expecting you to heal. We're expecting you to deliver. We're expecting you to set free, Lord. And thank you for everyone, Father God, that come forth, Father God, and just calling upon you, Lord. And I thank you for what's going to take place on this day, Father God. Thank you for the bondages that are going to be released, Father God. Thank you for the people that are going to be set free, Father God. Thank you for those who will never walk away from this altar the same, Father God. But they'll walk away anew, Father God, in their heart, Lord, in their mind, and in their spirit, Father God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father God, who you promised that you would leave us as a comforter, as a guide, as a teacher, Father God. And because you are no shorter than your word, Father God, you've done what you said you would do, Father God. And so because of that, Lord, we celebrate you. We honor you, Father God. We acknowledge you. Lord, we lift you up, Father God, because there is none like you, Father God. And so I thank you right now for all of my brothers and sisters in Christ, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. I thank you for your release of your Holy Spirit, Father God. And, Lord, I pray for those, Father God, who are yet still toiling with it, Father God, who are wrestling, Lord, with it, Father God. And I pray that you would give them the release that only you can give, Father God. Let them know, Lord, that it's not too late, Father God. Lord, as they're walking away, as they're walking to their car, Father God, as they get in their car, Lord, and they shut the door, Lord, and they say, I missed my chance, you're not that kind of a God, Father God. And so because you're not that kind of a God, Lord, I pray that they would continue to press in, Lord, and that they would receive you, Father God, because you are an amazing God, Lord. An amazing God, Lord. There is none like you, Father God. I worship you. I praise you. I lift you up, Father God, because you're all that I know, Lord. You're all that I have, Lord. You're all that I've needed, Lord. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Father God. Lord, when I feel like I can't, you say I can. And I thank you for that, Father God. You've shown yourself so strong, Father God, and you're no shorter than your word. You said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I found you to be true, Father God. So I just pray, Father God, that your will be done, Lord, that you will smile upon your people, Father God, and that we will draw closer to you, Lord. I love you. I thank you, and I pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name, and for his sake I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's put it. He's going to pour out even greater blessings because of your faithfulness unto him. Believe it and live in expectation of the blessings of God's what he's about to do. Receive. Rain on us. Come on, stand to your feet. Breathe on us. Shower down. Hallelujah. Shower down. Lord, we need you to send your spirit. Lord, would you rain on us?
How many want the Lord to rain on them? Breathe on us. Hallelujah. Would you shower down? Would you shower down? Would you send your spirit? Would you send your spirit? Can we do it one more time? Would you rain on us? If you receive, come on and lift those hands. Would you breathe on us? Hallelujah. Shower down. Shower down. Shower down. Come on and shout, shower down. Would you shower down, Jesus? Come on, from the fruit of your lips, would you shout, shower down? Oh, shower down. Shower down. Father, we bless you as we leave this place. And we expecting, Lord, in our due season, on today, that your blessings will flow and let it continue to flow. Would you shower down, Lord, everything that you have already predestined and ordained for us, Lord Jesus. We need a fresh anointing, Lord. We need your Holy Spirit to dwell in us, Lord Jesus, that we may live according to your word. And Lord, when we get out of the will of your word, would you allow your Holy Spirit to remind us and captivate our minds and put us back on the right track and restore your spirit that's in us, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, as your people leave this place, but never from your presence, we ask for your traveling mercies as we go to our very destinations. And would you bless those that are going on assignment, Lord? Would you meet them? As a matter of fact, Lord, would you already set the atmosphere, Lord Jesus? Let nothing hinder nor stop them from what they've been commissioned to do. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hug two people and let them know my due season is about to turn around. Breathe on us. Shower down, Jesus. Shower down. Send your spirit, Lord. I need you to rain on me, Jesus. I need you to breathe on me, Jesus. I can't make it without you. I can't do nothing without you. Would you shower down, Jesus? Would you shower down, Jesus? I need a fresh anointing, Jesus. I need you to rain on me, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Shower down, Jesus, your love and your peace. Shower down, Jesus, your anointing, your spirit. Shower down, Jesus. Shower down, Jesus. I need you to send your spirit, Lord. Would you do it again, Jesus? Would you do it again, Jesus? Would you do it again, Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it? Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We need you right now. We need you right now. We can't make it without you, Jesus. We need you right now. We need you, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, oh.